We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back. Quarter number four of this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is Ask Greg. He's Greg Pickle. I'm Dustin Hawkinsmith. This segment brought to you by tailgatewine.com, where they have some awesome wines available for sale on their website. Unique gift ideas, including the blue and white wine gift box. They're also going to be a part of a big barbecue and wine event coming up at Freeze Farm Winery on July 27th. The 409 Tailgate Club guys will be there. There'll be beer from Berwick Brewery and some live music. You can go to tailgatewine.com, and right on the front page of the website, you'll see a button for the event that will take you to all the details that you need to know. You also need to know that tailgatewine.com, our friends there, will be giving a bottle of wine away to the person who asked the best question of our young Gregory Pickle here this week. We are taking questions from you guys. If you don't know by now, the Keystone Sports app is the best and easiest way to fire off a question and to be a contender for a bottle of tailgate wine. Download the Keystone Sports app. There's an Ask Greg button. You click the button, you fill out the question, and you fire it off, and you get a shot to have your question answered on air and to get a bottle of tailgate wine. So we've got some good ones this week, Greg. I'm going to start with Keith from Hollidaysburg. Said there's been recent comments made about the use of data analytics by James Franklin and Matt Rhule from Baylor, formerly of Temple, formerly of Penn State. What data are they analyzing and how is it gathered? Does each school test every player or is the data provided by the high school coach? Does Franklin have a secret formula that is different than what other coaches may be considering?
I don't necessarily think so. I think all schools have a preference when they recruit guys, and we've seen it with Penn State. They want long guys who are a little bit on the thinner side that they can fill out. But they have to have the length. So it's a little bit of, you know, there's a lot of times you'll see kids come to camp and get offers. That's because they test in front of the staff at that point in time. And all the measurables check out, all the speed stuff checks out, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, I think that might have something to do with it. I think also, too, that, you know, Penn State has clearly been embracing the analytic push since James Franklin got here at with the Nittany Lions. And there's a number of services they use. There's different sports science things that they have. So while high school coaches and players can provide their own info, it's mostly the the coaches gathering that stuff when they're testing, when they're testing at Penn State's camps.
Well, and I think here's what there's always a back and forth of physical capability versus football skill now versus production now. And if push comes to shove, you know, there it's all a projection. So right. every school is going to do things a little bit differently, be looking for certain attributes in players. I think seeing it firsthand is far and away the number one thing that these programs are doing. Penn State, you know, James Franklin has spoken to that fact many times, and we've seen it on the recruiting trail now. They do it at Penn State's camp. They test a certain way. They show this a certain movement. There's ways to track this stuff that now that weren't always available. Like if you see photos from Penn State camp or from from spring practice where they're wearing those tank top type things,
right?
That is tracking software inside those things, correct? So you can measure guys' athleticism and quantify it. Yep. Now better than ever. The question is, as high school players or as JUCO players, that amount of data isn't going to be available.
Right.
So for Penn State, you know, seeing them and testing them and pushing the buttons on the 40-yard dash times themselves, seeing the vertical leap happen in person, seeing how long their frames are. High schools can provide this information, but it's not always the most trustworthy information you can find, to put that lightly.
Yes, no, that's exactly right. I mean, you just have to – there's one thing to see it at a Nike camp or their opening. I mean, these are professionals running these camps. It's not like they're just – you know, things put together. At a, you know, I guess what I'm getting at here is the timing equipment's professional. The people doing it know what they're doing. So those times are legitimate. But I think you hit the nail right on the head. A lot of times staff just want to see it with their own two eyes. And they want to see it be competed or repeated consistently.
This question comes from Bill from Philadelphia. If the staff believes that they are still contenders with several 4- and 5-star players, then why are they accepting so many 3-stars? If they had confidence in their chances, wouldn't they hold off on the lower star commitments?
I think it's a difficult balance because you don't necessarily want to you know, fill up all your spots before the big name guys decide. But, you know, if you miss on those guys and you then didn't take the, you know, you didn't take a kid because you wanted to wait it out, you can really get stuck. And you can, you know, by putting all your eggs in one basket. Penn State's done that before. So I think you're seeing a little bit of a mixture here where they are taking some guys that maybe it seems like they're taking them a little bit early, but they still have room left for those big name guys. And, you know, there's probably only 7 or 8 realistic targets on the board at this point in terms of guys that could actually commit at positions that aren't full. So, you know, you figure out of those 7 or 8, you probably most you're going to get 5, and you have room for 5. So I think they're in fine shape with the numbers.
And I think this is sort of related to the previous question where, right, you know, some of these guys who are lower star commitments, Penn State doesn't care that they're lower star, right, commitments. You know, I know that there's some merit in having a national reputation and testing well on the camp circuit and making a name for yourself and being recognized by recruiting services. But recruiting services don't see everybody. They don't know everybody. They don't have the proper context on everybody. They physically cannot. So Penn State, you know, they're using their own star ratings and they see guys who test the way they want to see. They see guys in person who show their athleticism then. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what their star rating is to them. I think there might be some truth to what Bill is getting at here, that you know, some of these other 4- and 5-stars are still on the board. They're starting to fill the class because they're not waiting around for these guys or they don't have confidence. I think there might be some merit there, but I think more than anything is that Penn State doesn't view these guys as 3-star players.
Right. I agree.
I think they just disagree with the recruiting services and don't care what the recruiting services have to say.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail right on the head.
I've been doing a lot of that.
You
lately,
have,
Greg.
It's been a good day for you.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We are taking your questions here on Ask Greg. We've gotten a couple of them. Chris from State College has, you're going to have to stick with me here. He's going to make a comparison between recruiting and boxing. All right?
Okay.
He starts off stars, ? Division I has 130 football teams. How many 5-star recruits are available each year? I think we covered this at roughly 25
to 30. Yeah.
How many 4-stars? How many 3-stars? If a player earns a 4-star, does that mean cause someone to fall from 4 to 3? I think the answer is no to that. I don't think they have a cutoff point, 4 stars to 3 stars.
Right.
Is football recruiting getting like boxing of the 80s? There used to be just 2 belts. Then promoters started to create new associations to promote their boxer as a title holder. As we saw when Mike Tyson rolled through some of these quote unquote champs, the belt wasn't worth the leather used to create it. Are football recruiting stars in danger of becoming like boxing title belts? Are you with me?
I am, yeah.
Okay.
I don't think so. I mean, I think that who pays attention to ESPN ratings anymore? Nothing against those guys. I know they work hard and that Tom Luganville has been doing it forever. But, I mean, they just don't have the same clout anymore that Rivals and 247 Sports have. So I think there's 2 evaluation services. And, you know, the composite ranking to me tells you everything you need to know. I mean, you can sit back and try and say that, well, you know, this site does this part of the country better and that site does the other part of the country better. And you might not be right. You might not be. I don't know. But I think with the composite, it takes a pretty darn good, and it even includes ESPN, it takes a pretty darn good sample of where kids ranked. And I think they do a nice job of hitting those more often than not. Are they going to be right about every single kid? Absolutely not. But I think they're right about more of them more often than not. So I don't think it's becoming like that, no.
Yeah, and I think I probably come off as critical of recruiting services. I think my position on them is not that they don't do a good job, because they very much do. But I think it's just the monstrosity of a task that's ahead of them in trying to put the proper context on all the players in the country. They do a phenomenal job with the information they have, but you just can't get it right all the time. And part of that is just it's such an inexact science. If you were to judge NFL mock draft analysts, they would get terrible marks too, because there's only so much you can possibly know about what's going to happen in the future. So I don't mean to be negative towards those guys, but it's just such a tall task, a tall order, and there's just always going to be room and little nooks and crannies where they just don't get everything right. Dominic from Cranberry Township, with Penn State now being referred to as running back U, RBU in some circles. I meant that's fair. Something came to mind that may provide fodder for perpetuating that moniker. When was the last time Penn State did not have a 1,000-yard runner? I don't know if you know the answer to that. We can circle back if you want to do that thing where you Google and you talk at the same time.
Right.
But I can't recall. Was it during the during the O'Brien years?
I'm pretty sure Zach Zwinak hit 1,000 yards, did he not?
Yeah, I thought there was one year where somebody had like 998 or something like that. I could be wrong about that. But that would be the time period that comes to mind first of all for me. But do you think they're going to have a 1,000-yard runner this year?
Boy, it's a good question, Dustin. I mean, I think you look at it, and if Ricky Slade becomes the guy and they go to him for 70% of the snaps, I think he could eclipse 1,000 yards, but it's going to be tough. I mean, if they end up rotating all those guys like we expect them to, then I don't see any of them getting to 1,000 yards.
I disagree with that about that fundamentally. I think Ricky Slade's going to be your 1,000-yard runner, but there's more of a possibility of not having that this year than there was when Saquon was around,
right?
And when Miles Sanders was clearly going to dominate snaps last year. You don't have that clear guy as we sit here today for that role. Let's get to one more, then we can pick a winner out here. Tim from Phoenix, with all the new commits and the possible pushback on the quote-unquote quality of the commits, mainly concerning the star count, my question is, out of the recent 3-star commits, which ones have the best opportunity to be reevaluated and boosted to 4 stars?
Of the current commits?
Of the current commits.
Boy, that's a good question. I mean, again, let's use
We've tackled this in various capacities before.
Right. I mean, let's use the 247 Sports composite just for the sake of accuracy. You know, they have Parker Washington as a 3-star. I suspect he'll be a 4-star across the board by the time all is said and done. You and I both have talked at length about our love for Amin Vanover. They have him as a 3-star. I think he'll end up being a 4-star. And, you know, Fashanu dropped to a 3-star, but I could see him being elevated to a 4-star as well. So those are the 3 guys I'd keep an eye on, maybe Golden Achumba as well.
Well, for starters, Washington and Johnson, I believe, are both 4-star players in the Rivals rankings and 3-stars in the 24/7 composite. So that gives them a chance. Who had the best question this week?
Let's go with the first one, the one right out of the gate.
Good choice. That's Keith from Hollidaysburg asking about data analytics and recruiting and where Penn State fits into all that. So there you go. Congratulations to Keith. Thank you so much, everybody else, for your questions and for tuning in. Be sure to check us out on the Keystone Sports app and at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.